Menachos Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis 2-2, more on the topic of Pigul and the subtleties of having multiple Matirin and Nitarim, like we said in the previous Mishnah. The two Korbanos, Menachos, we're going to talk about in this Mishnah, are the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread brought on Shavuos with the Shnei Kavasim, these two lambs, and the Lechem Apanim, the 12 loaves of bread, which are stacked on the Shulchan, in the Heichel, the special kli there, from Shabbos to Shabbos, which sit on two marachos, two sedarim, two columns of six loaves each. And on top of those columns, there are these two bazichin spoons, which each one has one kometz, you know, a fistful of lavona. The lavona is offered, and the loaves, the lechem apanim, are eaten by the kohanim, ingoing and outgoing kohanim eat them. So the setup for both of those two korbanos, the lechem apanim and the shtei lechem, is very similar. Neither of those two menachos, the Mishnah, the Chumash refers to them as menachos, neither one of them go onto the mizbeach. Okay? They're both eaten by kohanim. In both cases, there is a matir. In the case of the shtei lechem, so it's the shechita, the slaughtering of the kvasim, the two lambs, is what is makdish the mincha with kedusha saguf, intrinsic kedusha, and then the offering of the blood of the kvasim is what is matir, the consumption of the loaves, the shtei lechem. When it comes to the lechem apanim, the showbread, so it's the two bazichin, the contents of the two spoons, which are sitting on top of those sedarim, the two columns of bread all week, the lavona is burned from those two bazichin, and then that is matir, the consumption of the 12 showbreads, the lechem apanim. So here we're talking about pigul. The question is, since you have two separate loaves or two separate sedarim, each seder of the lechem apanim has one bazich, and each the two loaves are covered by two kvasim, two lambs. The question is, you can have pigul, of course, if you do the offering of the zrika of the blood of the keves, or if you say think chutzas mano thoughts when you're doing the bazich, you're burning the lavona. If you think about the bread, the mincha, if you think you're going to eat them out of the proper time, that'd be pigul. The question is, what if you think about specifically one loaf or one column of the lechem apanim? How does it affect the other loaf or the other column? That's the question. Here, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Chum as in the previous Mishnah, but it's really for a different rationale. But the same idea, Rabbi Yossi, once again, is sort of differentiating between the two loaves, the way the Chum do not. So here's the Mishnah inside. Perk Beis Mishnah Beis 2-2. Shachat Shnei Kvasim. If on Shavuos, the Kohen, the Shechita, for that matter, the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, of either or both of the Kvasim of the lambs, which are the Matirim for the Shtei Lechem, the two loaves of bread. And when he does one of those essential votes like Shechita, for one of the lambs or both of them, he thinks, Lechol achas menachalos lamachar. Think specifically about one of the two loaves. There's loaf aleph and loaf beis, okay? So when he shechts either or both of lamb A and lamb B, which is matir, the blood of that will be matir, the loaf aleph and loaf beis, he thinks specifically he's saving loaf aleph for the day, for tomorrow, not today. So that's pigul thoughts. The question is, okay, good, so for sure loaf aleph is now pigul. The question is, what's with loaf beis? So, similarly, if he thinks, hiktir shnei bazichen, he offers either or both of the spoonfuls of lavona that's matir, permitting the consumption of the lechem upon him. And when he does it, he thinks, le'echol echad min hasedar l'machar. He thinks of either column A, those six loaves of lechem upon him, or column B, those six loaves of lechem upon him. He thinks specifically that, you know, one of those two he'll be saving for tomorrow after Shabbos, okay? Machlok is actually, the Bar Tanura seems to understand that you have just Shabbos, not even Moti Shabbos, whereas most, they like the Rambam, but most learn that it's the time for eating the Lechem Apanim actually is like Minchas, Shabbos, and the night afterwards, okay? But that's Machlok, whatever the case is. He's thinking tomorrow he's going to eat one of those Sedarim. The question is, what's the relationship, what happens to the other Seder of bread? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Osa hachala va osa haseder shechishev alav. he differentiates. If you think about one of the two loaves or one of the two columns of bread, that loaf or that column, pigel, v'chayv nalakaras, that one loaf or that one column of six that you thought about, chutzuzmano, that one becomes pigel, and if you eat it, you're chayv karas, but not the other one, hasheni, v'hasheni, pasul v'em bo karas. Yes, it becomes pasul, even pasul madoraisa, and like the previous mention, which is the rabbanon, but it's not karas because you didn't think chutzuzmano thoughts about it. So he differentiates between those two loaves because they're baked separately. Even well, at least she's not correct. They are nilosh. They are kneaded, K-N-E-A-D. They're kneaded separately. There's the requirement even for the shtei lechem. Each of the two loaves should be kneaded in separate bowls. So there's some separation between the two of them, and of course the lechem upon them, each one's on its own. So there's some separation between the two of them. Okay. The chum, however, disagree. The chum omrim zev is a pigel. The chayav and lavkaras. They say no. If you think either the two loaves or either two sedarim are going to be consumed in the improper time, that's pigel. Put those mono thoughts, and the whole thing becomes, you know, all the bread becomes pigel, even when you didn't think about it directly. Okay, and that's the halacha. A different point, but I guess kind of related. Which is another machlokas. This is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi. And the question is, what happens if the one of the two loaves or one of the two sedarim become tame? So says the Mishnah, nitmes achas minachalos. What if one of the two loaves became tame and not the other one? So says the Mishnah, nitmes achas minachalos o echa minasdarim, or one of the two columns of bread and the other column of bread, or the showbreads of lechem apanim, become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnehem yeit lebeis hasreifa. They all are treated as tamei, and they go to the beis hasreifa. They're connected, okay? Because he has a tradition that she'ein korban tzibur chaluk. When it comes to a korban tzibur, and remember that the shlamim of shvuas, which makes for the lechem apanim, is shalmei tzibur. It's a communal offering, and same goes for lechem apanim. So he says he has a tradition that you don't differentiate. If one part becomes tame, the whole part becomes tame. It's not based on a pasuk, not based on logic. It's purely a tradition. The Chacham, however, lack that tradition, therefore, you know, reject that principle. And they say, Chacham omrim, hatame betumaso vatar yeachel. Yes, what becomes tame, yeah, that becomes tame, and you have to, you know, you have to destroy it and it's burned. But whatever remains tahor is still consumed. It's eaten. It's mutter. And they reject the idea of everything being connected. Now, there is a machlokas here, interesting, when the tumah happened, okay? So, according to the Bar Tanura, who learns like the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda is only talking in a situation where the tumah occurs before the zrikas dam, the application of the blood of the kvasim. So, like, they're united before the application of the blood. Afterwards, they're just like kind of loaves of bread, and each one stands alone. That says, that's how the Bar Tanura learns, like the Rambam. However, Rabbi Gershom learns, and Rashi seems to follow Rabbi Gershom's tradition, the Ashkenazi tradition, which is, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, even after the Zrikas Dam, even after the blood is applied, still, for whatever weird tradition, the loaves are bread interconnected. If one becomes tummy, they both become tummy. At all events, Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, it's like the Chachamim, so the loaves stand alone, and if one loaf or one Seder becomes tummy, that loaf can't be eaten, or that Seder can't be eaten, of course, but the other one could, and that's true whether the tumah occurs before or after the matir, the zrikas adam, or the burning of the bezichin of the lavona happens.